All right, so we are on all the way in the bottom of Nun Zion Amud Beis. So we had asked the question about our onion. Okay, what was the case, if you remember? The case was, what happens if you have a... let's actually read it inside. I'll look at it inside again. Look on Nun Zion Amud Beis. So the question was the following. Actually, right from the right near where the Gemara began. Again, there, where the Gemara asked the following question: Yishmal ish kvar yama va'amrila ish kvar dima hela b'yado batzel she'akru b'shvius. So he had in his hand an onion that was taken out of the ground during Shemitah, but not b'shminis, and then it was replanted in the eighth year, right, which is no longer Shemitah. V'rob b'gidulav alikaro, and the growth that took place during the eighth year was more than the growth that had taken place from its roots, right, in its initial growing. His question was the following: Gidulav heter v'ikara aser, right? That its initial, its new growth was beheter, and its initial growth was beiser. But kaven the rabbi gidulav meikaro osin gidulei heter malines haiser or lo, right? And now that it's grown more than it initially started, so can we? Does this count as peiros shvius, which at this point I think the mafarsha explained was. Now the Zman Beer had come already, right? So you'd have to destroy every fruit and vegetable during Shemitah. At a certain point, there's a Zman Beer. At a certain point, even though you can take Hefker, you take everyone's stuff, but at some point you have to destroy it. So that time had arrived already. So do you say, okay, this has to be destroyed? It's us to eat, or do we say no? Since it grew more, so now we look at what's grown more, and now it's mutter. So the Gemara is trying to bring a lot of proofs and kept on rejecting them. So the Gemara now, all the way in the bottom of the Nun Zion base, Ella Min Hada, is going to bring another try to answer our question. So says the Gemara's palace, Ella Min Hada. So I'll try to bring a proof to our answer from the following case. The Sanya. The Bryce says the following. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, anytime you have an item that can become mutter on its own, meaning there's some way of making it mutter. We talked about this last time, Dabar Sheyesh L'Matirin, right? It's something that has some ability in some way. Right now it's us, but there's something you can do to make it mutter, or time will pass to become mutter, etc. Can go in Tevel, Umayster Sheni, Vehektish, Vechadash, right? So, Lo Nasdu Ben Chachamim Shir. So the Chachamim did not give any type of measurement of when it can become batel in a tyroves, in a mixture. So what are our cases? Tevel, right? Tevel is untithed produce, right? It hasn't had trumas and maishos taken. How does tevel become mutter? By taking trumas and maishos, and then all of a sudden it's mutter again, right? Maishos sheni, right? Maishos sheni is the type of maishos that's taken, it has to be brought to Yerushalayim, etc. But it's, if you bring it to, if you're a podet, right? If you redeem it, so now all of a sudden you can use it. Hekdesh is the same story. Hekdesh is dedicated to the base of Mikdash, but you can do you can be podet, and then now that item is mutter, and the other item you swapped for it is the thing that's dedicated to the base of Mikdash. V'chadash, and chadash also produce that is in the new, for the new year. So once you bring the korban omer, so now it's going to be mutter again, right? So all those items lo nas to behen chachamim shir, right? So what look at the Ran. Says the Ran right at the top of the page. Nun Chasim Malaf Kol Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin can go in Tevel Shen Is Ariv Bechulin. Right, so if Tevel is mixed with regular produce, VeYesh Lo Matirin Sheyachul LaHafrish MiMakom Acher. I could take Trumas and Maishos from a different from the rest of the batch, but from other items from that batch. So what would happen? UMaishos Sheni VeHekdesh Sheyesh Lam Hetar B'Diya. Right, Maishos Sheni and Hekdesh I can be poured to them. V'chadash sha'omim atiro, right? And chadash, when you bring the korban omer, now the chadash becomes mutter. Lo nasim ben chachamim shir, she'osim b'kolshu b'minon. Right? What happens is that if it gets mixed with something else, it's asim b'kolshu. Any amount of it that's mixed in. So if you have tevel wheat and you have chulin wheat and kernels and they get mixed together, so that's it. There's no amount of thousands and thousands and thousands of wheat kernels. That are chulin compared to the one wheat kernel of tevel, doesn't matter. There's no bittul in such a case. The Ran points out, just by the way, keep reading, mihu shalob b'minan b'no sein tam. So by the way, there's a concept in Hilchos Taharoves when it comes to mixtures, difference between min b'mino, min she'eino b'mino, min b'she'eino mino. That if two things are mixed and they have the same flavor, or the same item, so then you can't, so then that's in general much harder to do bittul. But if it's min b'she'eino mino, if you know you have, you have, let's say, meatballs and a little bit of milk sprinkles in. So how do I know that the milk hasn't impacted the meatballs? You can't taste the milk, right? So it's min she'en amino, the two things that are very different from each other, right? And I can't taste it. So then as long as it's not but no same time, we know it's not giving flavor. So then we can say, okay, so it's batel, right? In that case, so. Says around Kevin the Hashta Asire Kamosh Gasati Lamana. But the point is Mishlob Amino, so then we're gonna have an amount of no sin time. If it's less than no sin time, it could be Bata. But the point being that just in general, that as long as this item is Davashesh Matirin, so then we don't mean Bimino if it's the same item, and I can't tell if it's taste or not taste, etc. So then there's no amount that's gonna be make it Batel. As long as it won't give time. Generally, the amount of nosin time, generally, is 1 to 60. That's our usual, right? This is, that's the shir we know about. But the point being, if it's davar sheyesh lamatirin, even though bittul in general is this thing that works, but since it has some other way out, I have some other way to that I could matir it, so bittul is not going to be a way to do so. Fine. Okay. But continues the Gemara and continues the Brisa. But kol davar she'ein lo matirin. What if you have something that doesn't have some way out? No way to make that item mutter. Kagon, truma, v'trumas meiser, v'chala, v'ola, v'kilei akeret. So all these items, there's nothing to do with them, right? So look at the Rabbah. Kol davar she'ein lo matirin. Kagon truma, v'trumas meiser, v'chala. Da'af agav de matzilat shulei alayu. Kevan de the lake of mitzvah lemeber hachi lo mikri davar sheyesh lo matirin. I mean, there's no mitzvah to get rid of, to change its status, right? So a kohen can eat the truma, right? But I can't get rid of the truma status. There's nothing to do with that. There's really no the main important thing is there's no mitzvah to do so. You already were separated the truma semesros, and now this is truma. So at that point, what he's saying is that there's no mitzvah to do something with it. And at that point, so it remains truma, trumas meiser, chala, orla, these things are their status, and there's nothing to do about it. It remains the same. And kilei kerem also. So therefore, what happened? Since there's nothing for you to do, right? I can't change it any other way, so then nasa ben chachamim shir. Right? So now the Chazal said, okay, so as long as we have a certain shir, we can be mevatel that item if it gets mixed in. Look at the Ran, nasa ben chachamim shir. Shafil nis arvu b'minan, even if they get mixed within the same item, right? Just one's mutter, one's aser, one's truma, one's chulin. Betalin, truma, trumas meiser, v'chala, b'meya. So with truma, trumas meiser, and chala is bata 1 to 100. Orla v'kilei kerem b'masayim. And orla and kilei kerem are mixed. You know, kilei kerem is, kilayim. Or you have, a vineyard, that's mixed, that mixed together with whatever, olives. And it made this weird combination, right? So, kilei kerem is mixed, in, that item is mixed into something else, so then it can be batel with 200. V'she'en aminon kulam b'shishim. But if it's ein amino, so then like we said before, no same time. As long as you have 60, that's going to be enough. Fine. So, good lesson in bittul and davar sheyesh lamatirin. So we learned that halacha. Good. So, fine. So Amr lo, so they responded, V'halo shvius ein la matirin, right? But wait a minute, but Shemitah, right, is a davar she'ein la matirin, in the sense that if something's perish shvius, it's perish shvius. I can't change it from being perish shvius. It has the kedusha shvius automatically. It's what it has, right? V'lo nasdu b'chacham shir. But nevertheless, Chazal did not give any type of shir. If you have an item that's shvius, that's mixed in with something else, we're not going to... There's no way to be mevatel. This non hashvius oseres kol shehu b'mina, right? That if you have something that's grown during shvius, it oseres no matter what. There's no amount that you can put in there that's mixed into that could be that can make you batel. So Okay. Yeah, and take a look at the run. Hashvias oseras bekol shu b'mina bein b'taro b'speros heder b'shal shvias bein b'gidulin kigom batzel shishis shenitu b'shvias. So why is it relevant to us? It's relevant to our question, right? Let's say you have what are we talking about?
Onion.
An onion. Thank you. An onion that was from the sixth year, which now grew more during the seventh year. So what do you have now within that very onion? You have the mix of shishis and shvias in the same onion. Right, so they're mixed together, right? So, and the halacha is right. It's aser b'kol shu. It sounds like if I doesn't matter how much mutter heter is grown in there, it's going to if there's still some of the shviyas left, it won't be batel. That's what it sounds like, right? Fine. So amalahen. So the gemara says. So the gemara responds. And they respond to Rabbi Shmuel. What?
We had the disnan.
I said that.
That's not hashvias oseres kol shu b'mina. Yeah, so amalehen af ani lo amarti el labir, avala achila b'no same time. Okay, so he responds. No, I wasn't saying it. Meaning, in terms of, I was only meant that in terms of the iser things that are, you know, have they've gone past the shas bir, right? We mentioned before, right? That at some point every item has to be destroyed. Even the hefgar items have become the shvi. They have kedusha shvi. It's permissible to eat them if they're hefgar. But at some point, they have the shas beer. So what I was saying, because what I was talking about was, you know, for beer, avala achila, but not at the same time. But something that is already, you know, permissible to eat. Let's look at the round. He'll explain it more. Amalhem af heim lo amru ela la beer af heim lo amru she shviyas oseres by kolshu b'mina ela inyan shitzarech lechol atarovis. Kodem habir, right? So meaning, so let's say that onion. Let's give a different example. Let's say you have grapes that grew during Shemitah, and they got mixed in with items that are not Shemitah produce, right? So what would be the rule? So you say, Rabbi, can I eat these? They got mixed in. So I say, I don't know. There are these charts that they put out every year, every Shemitah year, for like which items become that the shas habir at which time. So you can like look it up. So I go, okay, I don't, let's go look it up. Oh, what's today? Today is, I don't know, I'm making up a date. Whatever the date is, oh, you have the next, you know, 3 weeks to eat those grapes before the Shas beer comes, let's say, right? So does that make it, so is that a devastation of Matirin? So the answer is, in a certain sense, yes. Meaning, it's right now, you could still, it's still permissible to eat, right? It's not like Yishon Matirin. It's like going to be, it's still Mutter now in the opposite direction, right? So, so what's the point? The point is that, that's what he says. Shitzarich lechol atarovis kodem habir. Why? The kaven she'efshala achlo havalei kedavar sheish lamatirin. Right. It's not really davar sheish lamatirin. It's that it's still right now. It is still mutter, and since it's still mutter to eat, so we say, well, eat it now rather than rely on bittul in 3 weeks from now. Right. That's the point. Aval achila klomar im nisarvu laachar habir. But what happens if it gets mixed in later? Right. When the zman beer is already over. Shim yihu osrim tarovasan. Lo shara ba'achila, bein b'minan, bein shalom b'minan, b'no same time, right? But if it's after the Zman beer, there's nothing for me to do, right? The item's already asur, I can't do anything at all, so I'm finished. So then, the Chacham would say, yeah, then it's b'no same time, right? Fine, so what? Alma, so what do you see? Gidulin eina nimshachim achara ikar liyos kamohu, right? So you see that our kasha about the onion, right? So what would we say? If it started with, you know, kedusha shvius, and then it was overgrown. Now grew more of without kedusha shvius of the eighth year. Presumably, what would we say? It's all if it's after the zman bior. There is now a shear, and you'd be able to be mevatel it at that point because it's not a devastation matirin. There's no other way out at that point, right? Dihachi. Heich test or shvius be giduleha elavada in gidulin ki ikar hilkach malin, right? So because if so, how are you going to ask for shvius? How are you going to ask for it in that way? There's no there's nothing for me to do. I have no other option, right? So elavada in gidulin ki ikar hilkach malin, right? So rather we don't say, you know, just go as long as there's some amount of shvius, it's going to take over and the item is kedusha shvius. No. If it's after the Zman Bior, so then we would agree. There's no way out of it, and therefore Bittul should work. And therefore, in this case, bittul is going to be on the item itself. That since now it grew more during Shemini, the eighth year, it should be okay. Fine. So that's how they want to now bring a proof, a new proof, for this idea, to answer this question. Fine. So says the Gemara, well, not so fast. V'dilma ha-nami l'chum r'shayni. Right? So last time one of the answers we gave before, so the Gemara said, well, give us an example of something like this. And the Gemara answered, well, we were just being machmir. Right? Maybe we're just being machmir. And if I'm just being machmir, that's not going to be, you can't bring me a proof from a time when we say, you know, better to be machmir. So that's not going to be a raya. So maybe here also, you say the same thing. So how does that fit in this case? Look back in the run. If you're in the wide line, I guess we'll call them the medium lines in the run. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down where it says vidachile, it's after the period. It says vidachile. So vidachile. So the Gemara pushes off this answer, has it push it off. Dilma hanami lachumra. Maybe this is also like lachumra. Avamidina la'olam aim lacha shagidulin harei hen ki ikr. Hilgach in man loso la'atira. I'm just trying to. What I'm trying to. I think what's bothering me as I'm thinking this out right now is that the chumra would mean to tell me that it's usr, right?
The onion case, as opposed to
the onion. I'm just saying the onion case
would be the chumra. Right?
Would be the onion case would be the chumra?
Because the
why?
Because the gedula is going to be
started in Shvius and it grew more in Sheminis. But the point that we're making, I thought, right, which he says earlier. We don't care about where you started from, Liyos Kamo. Right? We don't say that it's all Shvius. Rather, the small amount of Shvius is Batal in the Shminis. That sounds like a Kula, not a Chumra.
Depends which year, the sixth year to the seventh year or the eighth year to the seventh year, I think. Right?
So how would you say that?
All right, because here, look at what article says.
It was saying.
So he says, we are treating the six-year onion strictly when we say that its growth in the seventh year is subject to the Shemitah status. However, we're granting the growth's independent status results in a leniency, as in the case of the Shemitah onion that was replanted in the eighth year, where the new growths would be...
Why, you're saying because if it started in the sixth year, it was planted and then replanted in the seventh year, and there's more in the seventh year than the sixth year, so we're being machmir because we're treating it like a Shemitah onion.
We're right.
But that's not a chiddush. If there's more growth in the seventh year, then what's the chiddush of making it usher? Of course it is. Or if it's not yet, you know, that would be true if it was not yet the Zman Bior, and I'm telling you, you can't eat it, right? You treat it like Shemitah. But if...
He said something here that the second Chumra is to assign Shemitah to the new growth, even though it should by law assume the legal status of the sixth year.
Right.
That's what he's saying.
That's the chumra.
That's the second chumra. He goes on. So the Gemara initially thought it would be going too far to say that the growths do not really have independent status, but are treated as if they do for the sake of a double stringency. The Gemara answers that it is possible that the sages restrict even to this extent.
Yeah, but that's a Ran.
Right, that's the Ran.
But asking a different question, that's the Ran asking why the Gemara
even brought this up.
Right, from the Bryce when the Gemara already said, it's just asking why the Gemara is asking the Kasha from the Bryce as opposed to from the Gemara itself.
Maybe this is what, maybe if you look at the Mefarish, look at the Mefarish, Hanami Lachumra. I think it's going the same line here. Dima Hanami Lachumra. See the Mefarish, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines up in the skinny lines. Sorry, I am. Hanami Lachumra, so meaning the Gemara's asked the Kashva. Wait a second, maybe this case is also Lachumra, meaning the Hada Amr the Indian Bior, the gidulin mevalnes ikar, meaning we said in this man bior, right, when it's, or the inyan bior, right, we said that if the zman bior has come already, right, that in that case we're machmir, right, when the zman bior, zman bior has arrived already, we said we'll be mevatel, right? Right, that's the Ron had explained it. The Inyan Bior, what we said was that if the Zman Bior has not arrived yet, we said you have to eat it now, right? But if the Zman Bior comes already, so that when the Zman Bior has come, we'll allow you to you know, there's Bittel, right? So let's just read the Mefarish again. Ha Nami Lachomer, the Hada Amar Inyan Bior, the Gidulin Mevalin Esaker, right? If the Zman Bior has come already, right? So whatever Gidulin were there, whatever grew new is mevatel that which it started with, right? Hainu nami lachumra shakulan chayavim bebior haikar ve'atosefes. Right? Maybe I would say that, but meaning since I'm going to be machmir, since I'm going to say, look, we care about what the new growth. Let's say the eighth year on top of the seventh year, right? And that's like becomes a kula. Maybe I should say it in the other, maybe that's the point. Just like I'll say it in the eighth year for the seventh year, I should say the same thing in the seventh year to the sixth year. Meaning, I'm saying, right.
Both ways.
Right. Now that if I'm going to say it when it comes to the onion that was from the seventh year, which I now grew the eighth year, grew more. I say, okay, we'll leave it alone. Right? We'll let the new growth knock out the old growth. Maybe I should be machmir. Right? Meaning you want to say, oh, see, so, right? So our case will be okay. No, maybe I should be machmir in both directions. Maybe I should be machmir also, right? The had the amr in the beer the gilurim mevanes haikar, which is for us a kula, or we thought it's a kula here. Hainu nami lechumra. I should say it for the lechumra also. Shakulan chayavim bebeer haikar viatosefes. Maybe I should get rid of all of them. Both of it. The initial growth and then the new growth. Avabai the Yishmael lehetari. But maybe meaning. But in the case of Yishmael, you should be Mekel. Because again, because this case is a case of 6th year to 7th year, but in our case is 7th year to 8th year. So maybe even though here you're going to be Machmir, maybe in our case I should be Mekel. Point being, it's not. Maybe I won't necessarily go in both. I won't go in both directions.
Right, not being consistent.
In which case, maybe I shouldn't be consistent in a certain sense, and therefore, or I should be consistent, but it won't be the same. It won't be the same outcome, right?
Consistent in a different way.
Right, consistent in the concept, but not in the outcome. And therefore, in which case, I don't really know which direct what I should say, Lamaisa in our case. Because maybe I'm just being Machmir here. In which case, maybe in Yishmael's case, I should be Mekel. Fine, okay, fine. So we'll stop here, and we will pick up with the next example tomorrow.